Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
7:34, Stephen 10 in the morning, and it's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Great to be with you.
Oh, there you are. Okay. So what's happening? You got a meeting tomorrow, correct?
We got a meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Ruffin Building. Got a pretty full agenda. The biggest thing on the agenda tomorrow, we got some really wonderful proclamations, one of them dealing with Family Promise Week. This is an organization in Wichita, Sedgwick County that deals with family homelessness. They've served over 3,000 people. 2,000 of them have been children facing homelessness in our community. So we're going to celebrate them with a proclamation tomorrow. And then we get into business. And the bulk of the business tomorrow is going to be surrounded around the TAG office. And this has been a rather steady discussion throughout the community here the last, really, last several months for a lot of reasons. I'll give you the quick kind of one over to understand what we're talking about tomorrow. First and foremost, the county commission doesn't have authority over the TAG office. This is a function of the Kansas Department of Revenue from the state. And then it's managed locally by the independently elected treasurer. So that's an elected position, oversees an office. County commission, all we do is we fund her budget, but we have no oversight or authority in that office. But I think most people know that have had any experience with the TAG office in recent years. It is an archaic system. It's outdated. It is not working for the public. And it's in serious need of reform. So what we're talking about tomorrow is a plan that the treasurer is going to present to the county commission. It's her strategy. She's wanting to consolidate the two main TAG offices into one mega site over on Douglas and then expand opportunities throughout the community. I think she's looking at a total of 8 different satellite locations around the community to expand access. So she'll have some budget savings to consolidate the offices. And she thinks it's actually going to reduce wait times at the main office and then expand satellite options throughout the community. And then she's going to work with auto dealers to actually help them process the title work at the dealership instead of having to come in person to the TAG office. She's got a couple other things in her plan, but that's going to be the bulk of the discussion tomorrow.
Well, and who hasn't spent a little time in the TAG office? I tell you what, Ryan, really, years ago, it seemed a lot slower than it has been in recent years to me. But like you say, isn't the computer system pretty much yesterday's stuff?
Yeah, the whole thing's a mess, honestly, for a lot of reasons. Number one is all 105 counties are on one state server at the Kansas Department of Revenue, and it will fail 2 to 3 times a week, and again, extending more wait times. And then the state statute has a kind of a quirk in it to where every 5 years – so if it's a year ending in a 0 or a 5, all personal plates have to come in and do an in-person renewal. Well, there's been a surge in personal plates throughout the state here the last few years. So last year through August, there was about 2,800 in-person renewals. This year through August, it's over 14,000 in-person renewals. So you combine all that traffic going into the TAG offices, plus the server issues and the delays there. You know, all we're asking for is, hey, give us some flexibility on the local level. Allow us to have some automation and innovation. Let us put some of these things online. Let us get creative with how we do things. So these are big appeals that we're making to the state right now and in this next legislative session. But this whole office needs reformed, because the end user and the community, they deserve a better process.
So you're not going to the legislature and say, hey, just give us more money. You're not doing it that way. It sounds like you may need some upfront money to do all this, but after that, it'll wind up saving some bucks, right?
Well, honestly, Steve, we're not even asking for that. All we're asking for is just flexibility. Let us manage the office. If you're going to have local tag offices managed on the local level, then let us do it. Then actually let us have the autonomy to do it. Let us make adjustments to the fee schedule if we need to. So this is a fee user service and not a property tax funded or subsidized service. Let us create our own server. We've asked twice now that we could have our own server to get off the state server, and we'll link in with it. And we've been told no twice. So there's just some sensical things and putting more of these things online. I mean, you know, you can do your tag renewals online, but title work, things like that, that should also be online. And there's just some real common sense things that we're pushing for. And the beat goes on with local government reform, and this is top of the list for me right now.
Well, okay. It's something that impacts just about everybody. That's good. I'm good to see that the treasurer is thinking that way and you guys are thinking that way, because that is a good government service if you can get that server fixed.
That's right.
You know, and you talk about going to a satellite and talking about actually having the dealer almost do the whole thing. That's pretty interesting right there.
Well, again, we don't have to be the trailblazer of some of these processes. All we have to do sometimes is look across the country at other states and other counties that are doing things well, and then glean from those processes. And we can look across the country and other states. A number of other states have really streamlined these processes and made it easier for the end user. Again, when we think about what are these processes? It's not about just how do we get a tag in your hands or tax revenues, things like that. We have to think about the experience of the person and the individual and the constituent that's walking into these offices. And right now, some of these individuals are having to give up a whole day of work to go stand in line. And that is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable by any standard. And we're pushing as hard as we can and asking the state to do some reforms.
And of course, I hate that, because my time is more valuable than anybody else's.
Yes, we know. We know.
Okay. What else is going on? Anything exciting, Ryan? Baseball season.
Yeah.
Baseball's in the playoffs, almost over. We don't have a team in the hunt, but, you know.
Yeah, we don't have the Royals there. But I will tell you, we are dealing with something right now, and I'm going to be talking a lot about it. I did all last week and in the future. We're dealing with a significant challenge from the state level with the Department of Corrections. They're going to be passing through a 40% cut to community corrections programming. This is how Sedgwick County supervises 1,100 felony offenders that are in our community. The state has introduced a new formula. Sedgwick County, which is the highest user of community corrections, we are the county with the biggest need. Again, 1,100 felony offenders that are on our rolls. We weren't invited to the table to develop this formula. Johnson County developed the formula. They're getting $1 million increase. Sedgwick County is getting a 40% decrease, over $2 million. And it will decimate programming here. So we are making public appeals to the governor's office, to the KDOC secretary, and to the state legislature to help us here. And we're going to be talking about this a lot. So,
but
see it frequent.
The word BS comes to my mind. Where's Bob Knight? We had to sick him on those people. Like we did when he was in KG&E, was causing rate increases everywhere here, but never. I can't even. I can't even verbalize how much that makes me mad. You know.
Well,
thank you, Topeka.
Significant challenge, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is a public safety disaster brewing.
Right.
These are violent offenders in our community. And I'm a big believer in community corrections and rehabbing people, but it requires oversight and authority. And if they reduce our capacity to do that on the local level, we're setting up a public safety disaster. So we are appealing loudly and publicly, and we're going to fight anybody that gets in the way that thinks this is a good idea.
Have we no elected officials from this area?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, and I will tell you that this is typically an executive branch of government, so this is from the governor's office.
So the legislatures,
particularly from South Central Delegation, have reached out, all of them supportive and saying, we got your back.
Good.
If we have to go through an appropriation, we'll make it happen. But it's a big deal, and I'm going to be talking about it a lot publicly.
Way to go.
I say we send the bill to the governor in Johnson County.
There you go.
Even easier, why don't we just send some of these offenders that are from there coming here?
Right.
We'll just let them keep their own.
Just get a bus and just keep going up there with a busload every week. There you go.
There you go.
Ryan, hey, thanks for being with us. As always, appreciate your time this morning. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, Stephen Taylor of the Morning here. Coming up, we've got, Kirk Seminoff's coming up.
Yes.
Helicopter contract, good news for Spirit AeroSystems. Kirk Seminoff, Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Stephen Taylor of the Morning on KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.